manifestation of renunciation that was embodied by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son and heir of Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, who were so wealthy that the amount of wealth they had is very difficult even to conceive of or calculate in this day. He had a beautiful, luxurious home. He was married to a wife at a young age who was sweet, gentle, and more beautiful than an angel. He was intelligent, handsome, and full of all good qualities. But for the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left everything and came here to Sri Jagannath Puri, where he was the assistant of Sri Vaswati Damodar Goswami by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Raghunath Das Goswami was so humble that although he was the personal assistant of Lord Chaitanya's private secretary, Raghunath Das Goswami would never approach Lord Chaitanya directly. So rather, he would always approach him through Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. Although he was most intimate associate of the Lord, he was Prayojana Guru for our whole sampradaya. He embodied the highest realizations of the ecstasies of love of God. Still, he always considered himself the most humble, fallen, unworthy servant of the servant of the Lord. He gave up fine food, luxurious clothes, and very comfortable living conditions to live as an ascetic here in Jagannath Puri. His parents sent him much money, servants and cooks to help him, but he did not accept it. He would beg at the steps of the Singhadwaram, where the pujaris would come out in the evening after everything was done. And sometimes they would give some charity in the form of Jagannath's prasad to the poor, helpless beggars that stood on the steps of the Lion Gate. But even that he considered to be some stratification. His mind thinking, who will give me and who will not give me? Discriminating. Thinking of people in terms of what they will do for him. Then Raghunath Das Goswami began begging at the charitable booths. And ultimately, he came to the point where he would come to this place after Jagannath's prasad is sold at the prasad booth. That which is not sold after 3 or 4 days becomes spoiled. It is taken here and dumped in this pile where the cows of the Kailanga district would come to eat that rejected rice not fit for human beings. After the cows ate everything that they could eat, that which was so spoiled and decomposed they would spit out of their mouths because it was not fit for even a cow. Raghunath Das Goswami would come at night and collect that rice prasad. He would bring it home and wash it carefully. And the inner portion of that rice was all that he would eat in his diet. When Swarup Damodar Goswami heard of this, he personally went to Raghunath Das Goswami's house to to taste the nectar of his devotion in the form of that rice. Raghunath Das Goswami told no one of his austerity. He did not boast. He was truly more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, eager to offer all respect from others, but expect or desire no respect for himself. His austerities were confidential and private. Only the Lord in his heart knew what he was doing. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Swarup Damodar Goswami. And one day he came to Raghunath Das Goswami's kutir. And he said, Raghunath Das, I have heard you are eating very palatable food. Why you are not inviting me? In great humility, Raghunath said, no, my lord. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcibly took the decomposed, rejected rice that the cows would not tolerate that Raghunath Das was eating. Lord Chaitanya took a morsel of it and placed it in his own all-auspicious lotus mouth, and with great pleasure he enjoyed that maha-maha-prasad. Lord Chaitanya said, Raghunath Das, I have tasted many sweet cakes, sabjis, and other varieties of maha-prasad of Lord Jagannath, but never have I tasted anything so sweet and nectarine as what you are eating. Swarup Damodar Goswami saw Lord Chaitanya going to take more, and he said, my lord, please, this is not fit for you. Through this pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed how pleased he is by those devotees who perform renunciation in his loving service. To minimize sense gratification to our utmost extent, to engage our mind, senses, and life in the service of the Lord, to dedicate our existence for the satisfaction of Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami was the embodiment of that principle of pure devotional service. Vishnudas Kaviraj Goswami explained he would only wear that dejected cloth that was lying on the side of the road, and he never tasted with his tongue anything that would give sense gratification for the rest of his life. Mahaprabhur Bhaktivinaya Vairagya Pradhan. Renunciation is the basic principle that sustains the lives of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing that renunciation, Lord Chaitanya is very pleased. We read about this in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But today, we are being given a practical illustration of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's divine love for the Lord in renunciation. If you so desire, look at this garbage heap surrounded by so many cows. We can smell it from wherever we're standing, the decomposed nature of whatever is here. The cows are looking for whatever is edible. Here is where Raghunath Das Goswami, the son of a multi-millionaire, any time in his life he could have returned to his home and enjoyed the opulence of a king, but rather he chose to come here for his prasad. Shiva Raghunath Das Goswami Ki. along the cows of Sri Jagannath Puri Jai. Please do not scare the cows. They are feasting. They are enjoying the same prasad that Sri Raghunath Das Goswami would partake of in his pure devotion. How fortunate are these cows. How unfortunate are we. If we even try to eat this, we would probably become deathly sick for weeks. We cannot imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, but it is our duty to follow in his footsteps by trying to use our life not for our personal selfish desires, but for the service of the Lord. Thank you very much.